Hey, are you the food I ordered? I thought you were supposed to knock before you just entered the hotel room. There must be a mistake. I'm booked in this room tonight. You have to be next door or something. Did you read the number on the door correctly? I mean, could happen to anyone, really. Look. This is my card. Go ahead, look at it. It says room 120, right? Right. Now look at the door. It says room 120. What does your card say? It also says 120. I think they double booked us. Great. Just great. That's the last thing I needed on this trip. This was supposed to be a relaxing getaway, and now I can't even sleep alone. Here, let me call downstairs. There has to be something they can do about this, right? Yeah, like, you would think that the hotel would know better. Hello? Yes? Yes, this is room 120. This is Delilah speaking. Yes. It seems there's a stranger in my room. No, we don't know each other, hence the word stranger. It wasn't a mistake on my end, I promise. You must have double booked the room or something. Is there any way we can have this person removed so that I'm not in a space with someone I don't know? What do you mean there's no rooms left? I don't care if there's a wedding happening. You expect me to share a room with someone whose name I don't even know? We'll figure it out ourselves. It's just going to be a lot faster than whatever you're offering. Have a good day. All right. Front desk was useless. What are we going to do now? Well, I guess first things first. My name is Delilah, and it seems I'm going to be your roommate while we both stay here. What's your name? I like it. It suits you. So, what brings you to this hotel? That's cool. I'm here on vacation. I wanted to get away from everything after a bad breakup. I thought if I got some time away from people, I could clear my head. I could figure things out. But it seems that isn't going to be happening this week. No matter. We're going to make this work. We are going to make this work. I'm not going to let a little bump get in the way of having a good time. Are you? That's right. We're going to make the best of this situation. Sure, we only have one bed and one room, and my God, what are we going to do? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to act like this. It's not me, really. It's just, I had a plan. I planned ahead for once. I never do that. I set up an itinerary and I packed beforehand. I did everything right for once, just for it all to fall apart once I actually got here. Oh, it sucks. I'm sorry. You deserve better than this. You wanted to have fun while you were here, didn't you? Moping isn't going to fix the situation. There's nothing the staff can do for us since there's a wedding going on, and it seems like the rest of the rooms are being used for that. Come on, Delilah. Pull yourself together. This isn't you. It's only for a few days, right? That's not that bad. And since we're going to be doing our own things, we should really only see each other to sleep, right? Right, yeah, exactly, exactly. It's not going to be that bad. I was, just working myself up for nothing. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to work out. But what if you're a murderer? You're not going to kill me in my sleep, are you? Sorry, I know you're not. I know, I'm just overreacting. It's just that I've never had this happen before. Who double books a room? There's only one room. One bathroom. One bed. We're going to have to share everything. I mean, this is the only hotel in town, so it's not like one of us can just go to another place. So we're going to have to make this work, whether we like it or not. But, I think I'm going to be determined. I'm determined to do it. And since it's going to be a long night of settling in, why don't we try to get to know each other a bit better? It would be nice to call the person I'm sharing a room with more than a stranger. Though that does make me sound more adventurous and you much more dangerous. So, are you an only child? I've got a younger sibling. A sister, actually. She's at college right now, and this little trip is because of her. She's the one who suggested it to me. So I guess I have her to thank for this. What do you do for a living? Not gonna lie, that sounds kind of boring. I could never do a job like that. My current job is perfectly suited for my needs. See, I'm an aspiring writer. One day, I'm going to write the next big series. Maybe this heartbreak will be my fuel for it, right? I'm just trying to make lemonade out of some lemons. It just kind of sucks. When you plan ahead, when you do everything right, and it still doesn't happen the way you want it to. It's like the universe is personally giving me the middle finger right now. Just to me. Like, fuck this one person in particular. At least it was nice enough to grant me a kind stranger to vent to when it decided to actively fuck me over. Maybe I was supposed to meet you all along and we were destined to be together. Oh my god, imagine. This is the story we have to tell our future children when we grow old or something. I'm kidding. Though that would be one hell of a story, you have to admit. Maybe this is going to be the inspiration for the book I'm writing. I wasn't planning on writing a romance. I was going to swear it all off together, if I'm being honest. That genre never really interested me, but whenever you do that, it seems someone walks into your life, doesn't it? You're sweet for listening to a heartbroken girl rant. You don't have to be this nice to me, you know? I was kind of rude to you when we first met, so I would completely understand if you were rude back to me. Well, in my defense, you had just walked into the room I rented without knocking, and I didn't know the rooms were double booked yet. I thought you were food or something. Again, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry for being rude and a little bit hostile. That's not normally who I am. I was just a bit flustered. The tensions were running high and all that. I promise. I'm actually a fairly decent person. regardless of what my ex seems to think. We broke up because she couldn't stop cheating on me. I would come home from work and she would be with another girl. I just couldn't take it anymore. I want to be enough for someone. I just want to love one person and be loved back. Is that too much to ask for? According to the universe, it is. All it has sent me lately is duds. People I'm ashamed to say I hooked up with. Maybe this is the start of something new. I could be turning over a new leaf, right? That's right. This could be good. I mean, it's good to get out there and meet others, isn't it? Yeah. People that aren't from my shitty small town. People like you. That have a kind smile and listen when I speak. People who look at me like that. Exactly how you're looking at me. Your eyes darting to my mouth. Watching my tongue peek in and out. Am I crazy, or are you thinking what I'm thinking? Come on. When will this chance happen again? This could be a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Don't you want to take it and see where it goes? You're single, aren't you? Then what's stopping you? It doesn't have to mean anything. We can just be two strangers having fun on vacation. And if it leads to something, then it leads to something. But it doesn't have to. No strings attached, I promise. Look, you're exactly my type. I see how you're watching me. You want me. And I happen to want you too. So why are we dilly-dallying? We should just bite the bullet and sleep together. That's where this is going, isn't it? I thought so. This. This is exactly what I needed. Oh. To turn my brain off for a bit. Get lost in the pleasure of someone else. Oh. Oh, you feel so good. I forgot how good it feels to be with someone who wants me. Yeah, touch me there. Oh, fuck. It feels really, really good. Do that again. Stroke my tail. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck yes. That's it, honey. Helping me undress. Oh, my body pressing against yours as we fall backwards onto the shared bed. You're starting to feel good, aren't you? My hand teasing you through the fabric of your pants. My lips dominate yours as you moan into my touch. Here, let me help you get undressed. No need for the shirt, right? It only gets in the way of me exploring what's underneath. Oh, there we go. All naked for me. You're so warm. Feel so smooth underneath my hands, gravitating towards your chest. Look at these nipples, honey. They're just begging for attention from me, aren't they? That's right, hon. Starting to grind against me as my hands find their way to your nipples, rubbing them. My tail starting to play between your bare thighs. That's it, honey. Moan for me. Let me know how good it feels to have your chest played with. You sound delicious, baby. Can't get enough of how you sound. It makes me want to do whatever it takes to have you sounding like this all day long. Maybe we don't need to leave the hotel room after all. Maybe we can just spend our time like this. I love how you feel, moaning against my tail. That's it. I'm getting wetter the louder you get. Come on, scream for me, baby. Let me know how responsive you are to my touch. Your fingers hardened little nubs underneath my hands. Oh, that's so good. Yes. My mouth sucking your nipple, teeth raking across the sensitive surface. That's it. So good, honey. You just love how my mouth feels on you, don't you? That's right. You're doing so good. My hands return to work your nipples. You just make the sweetest noises when I play with you, baby. I don't want to stop. Oh, that feels nice. It feels good, baby. You like how my tail feels against you, huh? Stroking you so sweetly. That's it, honey. Let me make you feel good. You were so nice letting me vent to you. It's only fair that I do something nice in return. Oh, let me take care of you, baby. It's what someone as sweet as you deserves. Oh, yes, it is. My tail stroking you as you start to let out little sounds. It's so soft against you, isn't it? No, it feels really good, doesn't it, baby? That's so good. That's exactly what I want to hear. I want to make you feel good, honey. You're being so wonderful for me. Taking my tail so well. Starting to arch into my touch. Your nipples standing proudly against your chest as my tail works the both of us. Oh, that's right. Oh, you're so sensitive, aren't you? Oh, responding so well to my touch, moaning the more I fuck you, rocking the two of our bodies together. Oh, my tail brings pleasure to the both of us. The more I thrust against you, the closer I get, the better I feel. Oh, let me have your hand, baby. I want to show you something. I want you to go right between my thighs to where my pussy is. Oh, you feel that? You feel how wet I am? That's because of you, honey. I'm so fucking wet and it's your fault. Look what you do to me. You just feel so fucking good. I'm going to be able to come from my tail alone. It's always sensitive. Stroking it always feels amazing, but it's never, ever felt like this. You just feel so good, honey. You're doing such an amazing job. Yes, you are. You're making me feel so good. That's it. Doing such a wonderful job. Just keep it up. You're making me proud of you. Oh, I'm starting to get happy that we got double booked in the same room. Oh, yes. That's right. Taking me so well. You feel good, don't you? That's right, baby. Look so good like this. Feels so amazing against me, bringing me closer with every second. The pleasure continues to build as my tail keeps stroking you, never stopping, never letting up. Not even for a second. Oh, you're going to come from my tail alone. You don't need anything else, do you? It feels that good, doesn't it? That's fucking right, honey. Oh, I'm already imagining all the ways I'm going to have you. I'm going to take you in my mouth and swallow whatever you have for me. I'm going to use you as a personal fuck toy and grind myself against your thigh until I lose my voice. Oh, who needs to leave the hotel room when I've got you? That's right, honey. I think you're more fun than anything that I could do in this town. I think I would prefer to spend all my time here with you. Oh, feels so fucking good. Arching into my tail's touch as you get closer to coming. Oh, you're feeling so fucking good, aren't you? That's right, baby. I told you I wanted to make you feel good. I wanted to thank you for being so kind. Oh, are you feeling appreciated, honey? You made me feel so seen and heard. This was all I could do to thank you. Oh, my tail brings you pleasure, causing you to cry out. It feels so damn good. Oh, so sensitive for me. My hands reach up, but only ghost over your nipples, giving them a fraction of my attention. Oh, when I'm moving towards your face, covering your nose and mouth with my hands. Keep your eyes on me, baby. Oh, that's it, fuck. Oh, my tail somehow feels even better when you have a lack of oxygen, doesn't it? Oh, yes. Take a deep breath in for me, baby. You've earned it. Oh, shuddering underneath me. You feel so fucking good. Every thrust of my tail gets me closer to coming. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Can't get enough of you. How smooth you are compared to me. So soft and sweet. Moaning nice and loud, just how I asked. Oh, you're being so good for me, honey. I'm so proud of you, baby. Oh, fucking keep it up. Make me come and I'll stay proud of you. Oh, I just know I will. That's not going to be hard for you, is it? You want to make me come, don't you? You're so eager to feel it. To feel your own orgasm, to get your own pleasure, and to make me come as well. Oh, and to have my tail be the source of your orgasm. That fact alone is enough to make you want to come on the spot, isn't it? The limber muscles twisting around and stroking you just how you like. You can't help the noises you create, the moans leaving your lips. Oh, it feels so fucking good, and I'm not stopping. Mm-mm. Not until you come from my tail, honey. Fuck. That's your only goal right now. As you get closer, the more my tail strokes you, and that's the only thing. Oh, fuck. Oh, I just want to make you come. My pussy is dripping with need right now. And it's all because of you. Watching you fall apart so perfectly for me. You're so close to coming, aren't you? I am too, honey. So fucking close to getting what we both want. Right like that, yeah. Oh, yeah, that feels really fucking good. Oh, you're doing such a good job taking my tail so well. Yes, yes. Oh, letting it stroke you so sweetly. Oh, that's right. It feels too good, doesn't it? Bucking your hips into my touch as my tail doesn't let up. You're so fucking close, right on the edge of coming. Oh, yes. Shaking underneath me as you take more. Oh, that's right, baby. Oh, fuck. You're so fucking good for me. Looks so good like this. Love hearing the sounds you make. Oh, right like that, yeah. Yeah, that feels so good. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The tip of my tail is throbbing with pleasure. But I need to resist sticking it inside your hole. That can wait. Wait until later when I've opened you up properly with my sandpaper tongue against your ear hole. Right now, all that is important is making you come like this, baby. Oh, come on. You can do it. I'm so close to you. Come for me. My tail feels so good stroking you, doesn't it? Rubbing up and down. Oh, fuck, you're so close. You can't even fight it anymore. Oh, just so close. So done, honey. Oh, come with me. You can do it. Come with me, baby, please. Please, I want to see it. I want to feel it. Come with me, baby.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Well, maybe. Just maybe. It was a good thing they overbooked the hotel. If it wasn't for the fact that we're going to have to share this place for the next few days, I don't think I would have ever met you. And if I hadn't met you, then you wouldn't know the pleasures of a catgirl's tail. Can you imagine how sad a world that would be for you? But in all honesty, you did very well. I was pleasantly surprised by how well you took my tail. Makes me think this isn't your first time getting tail fucked by a cat girl. And that, I think, might be the food I actually ordered. I ordered enough for two people so I would have leftovers and could just eat it tomorrow, but it works out because now I have a second mouth to feed. I hope you like Chinese because that's what I got. I'll be right back. Can you make sure to get us some drinks while I go get the food? Wonderful. Maybe this won't be so bad after all.